Hi, this is Luca.
And this is Laura.
And this is the CareerBeat Talks podcast,
where we bring you the latest insights from the world of recruiting.
From both sides, the candidate's perspective and the company's perspective.
Let's jump right in. I was trying to remember which job portal I used back when I was looking, you know, for my first job. And I actually can't remember. I would guess it was StepStone because back in the day, I think that was also like the strongest one. But now that we work as a recruiter, you know, for companies, helping them find talents, but then also, you know, as career coaches for talents, this question of which job portal to use is one that we hear all the time. And that is why we actually decided to create our own job portal, which I'm super excited about. And we'll be talking about it in just a second. But first of all, why did we come up with the idea of creating our own job portal? That was because the job portals that are available right now do offer some really great things, but we also were, you know, kind of lacking some aspects of it. That is why today we will kind of start with the things we were missing on current job portals and then talk about how we build our own job portal and what it makes different. So, Luca, maybe we can start, you know, in general, what was one of the things we were missing on current job portals?
Yeah, for me especially, I think what I've been missing, especially working with candidates together, searching for jobs, right, in more of like a career coaching capacity, is the right filter options, especially for international talents. So it is super hard at the moment. If you are not a native German speaker, it's super hard to find jobs, number one, that don't require English. Number two, that maybe if you are not in Germany yet, that help you find companies that are open to sponsoring visa. And then third of all, where this information is also always accurate and the companies are really open. It's not just some mistake or some signaling that they are doing. So this in the past, I think for a few years now, noticing that this is missing in almost all the job boards. I think there are two that do it a little bit at least. But these are more like niche job boards, and they are not really big enough where we would say, hey, you can find all these jobs. But if you look on most common job portals, like StepStone, Indeed, there are a few workarounds, but it's not the best user experience, and it's not really intuitive how to get exactly the results that you need.
Yeah, I fully agree. And I remember that one of the first TikTok videos that went kind of, you know, a little bit viral was when I talked about one of these job portals and the option to filter for English. And then a lot of comments were like, yeah, I can filter for English, but then I read the job ad and they're still asking for German, right? Which is
exactly
the feature that you're talking about. And that's what we were kind of also annoyed by, because either it is English speaking and doesn't require, you know, German fluency at least, or like, why is it then in English if it anyway requires full German proficiency? So that was kind of one thing that we were lacking. Also, you know, yeah, the thing about visa sponsorship that you mentioned, I mean, we know you don't need visa sponsorship. You can still get a, you know, a work permit if you have a work contract in Germany on your own. But of course, having this option makes it very attractive for a lot of talents out there. So not having this filter option was kind of something. And yeah, then I don't know if there was anything else that we were kind of lacking in regards to, you know, options on job boards, Luca.
I feel like there's a lack of innovation if you look from the company side also. So far we have only discussed the candidate side, but what no one is asking us is, well, how does the process look for the companies? And if you listen to our last episode, we actually discussed that sometimes you need to do more than job boards, right? Because what a lot of companies are reporting to at the moment is that either they don't get any candidates, or on the other hand, they get candidates, but they don't fit with the requirements. So somehow this communication process is not perfect, where the current format does not really allow to understand what type of person is really a search for, or people are going to apply nonetheless. And so I think the process of using job boards could also be improved from the company side, where maybe we can make the job a little bit easier for the person on the receiving end. of the applicants.
Yeah, absolutely. Agreed with your point. On top, I would say that sometimes for companies, the price structure of certain portals is not fully transparent. So it's difficult to get an overview. How much do I need to pay to actually get good talents, right? Or like take high amounts of investments with full risk. Like, is anyone going to apply here? So there are some things that, of course, can be improved about every portal. But now I think it's time to talk about our portal, because based on all these things, we decided to build our own. Also because of some experiences we've made in the past of, we recruit for companies, we help companies find talents. And for some companies we work with, they were agreeing with us that we should create our own post, share it with within our, community or within our reach. And funnily enough, like, people who applied were really, really high fit. So the process of applying to a job via our network brought great, great results. So we were like, hey, this is a great idea to really put together something that helps companies, but also, helps talents. And that's where kind of the idea was born. And then considering the things we wanted to change from the other portal. So what we have built is a portal, and you can also check it out on careerview.de/jobs. And what we're building here is really a portal where you will be able to filter for the things that we think are very, very important. So it's going to be, of course, requirements of languages, so specifically German. So you will be able to choose, if it's a German beginner or, intermediate kind of level or advanced or fluency is required. And then also you will be able to filter, or our idea is that you can then also filter for visa sponsorship. And we also want to make sure that you can filter for remote work, hybrid work, office work, simply the key things that I think people really want to know about when finding a job.
And really important is that we also really check that this information is accurate, because that's something I always find very annoying. We'll have to see how to best do this long term as the portal grows and grows. But this is really important to me. Otherwise, what use are the filters, right? And I feel like most of the time we all, when you have applied to a job one time, you know how this job board works. They all work mostly the same, but I think, yeah, looking at a job title, that's not a problem. Also searching for a certain area of a job, no, most people know exactly what type of job title they are searching for. But then what we're all asking ourselves as the younger generation is, as Laura, as you said, what are the working from home capabilities? So that's the one big trend we are trying to keep up with. And then the other one is really international hiring. This will become more and more important in Germany, because the company, the economy is growing, the companies are hiring, but due to demographic change, there's every year we can track that there's less and less qualified people in a working age because we're all retiring. So this is what we really believe this job board represents, how the job market is going to look like and what is needed for the next years. And yeah, so if you are a company who wants to use the most modern and the most future-proof way of hiring, definitely check that out.
Yeah, and maybe to add on that, we were also thinking about adding something for companies that we were also missing from the perspective of companies, which is, when you try to hire internationally, many times you will be receiving a lot of applications, which also causes a lot of work. But we want you to hire international. So that is why, And that is why we decided to add another feature, which is you also will have the option to, work together with us so that we pre-filter candidates with our recruiting and knowledge so that you only in the end see those candidates that fit the job. And on top, we take then care of the communication, because we want to make sure, on the other hand, I mean, we work with so many amazing talents. We want to make sure the communication is right and people really know, are they further in the process or not? So at least in the beginning stage, we want to help with the communication process as well. So these are kind of our first ideas, but we, I think what makes us in career be the way we are is really that we are flexible and want to adapt and we also want to get better. So this is the first stage of the job portal. And I really want to ask talents and want to ask companies to also check it out, to try it out. And then if you have some feedback, always feel free to reach out to us. Or if you want to try something different with the portal, let us know. Like, we're always open to hear from you. We're here to learn. We're here to make it better. And we really want to make it the best portal for companies and for talents to use, so that the experience is really, really good and it adds value to your recruiting process. I think that's the main goal that we are pursuing this year as well.
Yeah. And what I'm also excited about is that this feeds into a larger concept that we have anyhow. So for talents, for example, we have a large blog with a lot of knowledge articles about how to find jobs, how to plan your career ahead. So we'll definitely also link that. So for candidates, of course, the job portal will be free to use on the one hand, but there will also be some guidance available. And on the other hand, for the companies, this is also important to say, there will be, especially in the beginning, a free-to-use version. So definitely check that out. There's no reason why you're not checking it out afterwards. And posting a job, we will help you. It will be very easy. It will not require a lot of effort. But of course, if you want to work with us more closely, then of course, there's also some premium services, as Laura just said, available.
So we are super excited to just have launched this new job portal. Make sure to check it out, careerbee.de/jobs. Make sure to, as Lucas said, if you are posting a job, make sure to just add it there. It's for free, at least in the beginning. And as a talent, make sure to check out the jobs to see if there's something for you, because our goal is to bring more amazing talents and companies together and add value to their recruiting process here in Germany. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. We're super happy to have you here. And if you are a company who's looking for talents to expand their team, make sure to check out our services at careerbee.de, because there we explain how we help you find top talents much faster. And on the other side, if you're a talent who's currently looking for a job here in Germany, then make sure to also check out our website under careerbee.de/talents, because there you'll discover more about our brand new masterclass, where we really guide you step by step on how to find that dream job of yours. But in either case, you can also just send us a direct email to team@careerbee.de, because we're also super happy to address all your questions directly there. Wishing you a wonderful day.